Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Thursday, December 31st, 2020. Thank you for joining me today, the last day before the new year. Now, today might be short because I'm interviewing with Steve from Slow News Day as soon as he's done with what he's currently doing. It was between 6 and 7. So I figured I would hop on and go over all the stuff that I wasn't able to get into the show yesterday in order to make sure that that one point was very clearly taken. So as soon as I hear, I'll be jumping over there and hopefully you all will come with me. I'll make sure and have somebody share the link in the chat. But we're going to talk today about pretty much what you saw in the title there and whatever else maybe I get to with some extra time. But it's specifically going to be about something you may have already seen now in the media, but something that I was going to talk about before anybody was talking about. But of course, I felt that the mask, bacterial pneumonia, connection, possibility, science around it is important for you to understand. But this is that it appears that there's the FBI had, or rather the police had contact with the person they're claiming was responsible, and that was sent to the FBI. And yet currently now there's some discrepancies in all of this. And I find this to be way too similar to so many other examples of this. So some of the worst ones have been such as Parkland, where, you know, the FBI spoke to him like three times, or I forget the exact amount. Especially knowing that the FBI is involved with almost all terror plots that take place that they claim they're stopping. And it could be the case, or it could be that their informants are starting and creating and leading terror plots, and then they stop them and say, yay, we stopped these things. Now, maybe you could argue the people that they trick into doing it are criminals because they did it. But then when you really dig into the information, now, by the way, I'm not saying that in all cases, there's bad people doing bad things. But the point is that when you dig into a lot of these, you find out that it's people that are lonely, maybe mentally challenged to some degree, which I'm not making up. There's numerous examples of this, including underage people who were actually mentally challenged, and the FBI was going after them in order to get them to do something they wanted them to do. I have probably four or five articles in the last American Vagabond about exactly that. In fact, one case where a parent actually found out and made a huge deal about it. Of course, the media didn't touch it. But if somebody gets manipulated into wanting to be a part of a club, and then finally they feel like they found some friends, and then that group slowly incentivizes them, conditions them, and drives them to do what they want them to do because they're friends and because you're doing it for us. And finally something happens and they arrest them and they get arrested. And it's all because they tricked him and guided him. And I'm not making any of that up. That exact situation has happened. Now, do you believe that the person who was led into that is a criminal or somebody who was just manipulated by people that are trained how to manipulate other people? Interesting to think about. Now, not to say all the cases, but think about that possibility in all of the stuff we talk about with the FBI. Now, in this case, the idea that whether or not this whole thing is something like that. Now, one of the first things that pops into my mind in this whole discussion, which is something that's very apparent here, that just because somebody is found dead by this explosion, if that's even the case, I mean, I'm just at this point, I don't even know why we would take anything at face value from any of these authority figures, but assuming that is the case, that does not then immediately mean that person was responsible. That's what the media immediately put together. As far as I can tell, there's nothing other than the fact that this is a person who had an RV with a previous report about him doing something in regard to bombs. Then this happens, and because they find him here, that means he's responsible. Certainly seems to be a good direction to go, based if that stuff is true. But what if somebody, you know, when they talked to him beforehand, decided to think this is a perfect patsy? Or maybe somebody kidnapped him and made this happen because of those previous claims. I mean, these are all possibilities. But see, that's already, we're past that now. This is the guy because the media decided. Sort of how they always seem to decide and tell you what you're supposed to think in this day and age of, you know, real journalism. But before I waste too much more time in the preamble here, let's get into some of the information because I'm forgetting that I'm short on time today. Let's open. Oh, and actually, before I get into that, I wanted to make sure I told you about something we're going to talk about with Steve as well that I told you I would follow up on. And that is, of course, the censorship that I am still enduring from Twitter, as well as literally every other mainstream platform, it would seem. But before, let me get these over here. There we go. So first, I want to show you, interestingly, how there's this video right here that is still up on YouTube. I'm assuming, by the way, because I have yet to even get an email. Like I was telling you, Spiro told me he got an email. And most people I talk to get some form of some, you know, some kind of official statement. Not me, not even from YouTube. What's the difference? Why do I not get official emails? I can probably tell you, and this is in no way meant to say that Spiro is any different. I think Spiro is doing excellent work, right? The point is, though, that I argue the reason that I'm not getting sent these things is because there's no real justification. I'm not violating any rules. I'm in fact explicitly following the tenets of research, journalism. I'm talking about concepts and giving you data around it and allowing you to think for yourself. And yes, sure, I've got my opinions, but at what point did having an opinion become criminal? Well, I can tell you very clearly since COVID-19, it's at least gotten a lot worse. But it's still there. Seemingly still up on YouTube. Now, I also wanted to point out, here's another video from my backup channel, remember, backup, that is playing an ad. What do you know about that? You mean the backup channel that's not monetized, that is not even allowed to be monetized? They're putting ads on my content, profiting from the content that they're then turning around and censoring. That's despicable. These are bad people, guys. If they cared about how this was fake news, as they say, would they be profiting from it? Would they put ads on it? And I mean, I'm not even going to let this play. The answer is no. Because they don't care about any of it. It's about control. It's about the narrative. Here's the last one I did, do mass cause bacterial pneumonia, that's still up on YouTube despite being censored in other places. Now, here's Taylor helping me get the word out because Twitter just arbitrarily deleted my account, removed it. Well, technically, all they ever do these days is suspend indefinitely, which is also pretty feckless, right? That shows they're cowards. These people are cowards. Because if they thought we were doing something wrong and violating their terms, well, under their terms, they have the right to delete the channel. But they don't, because they know that that's much more hard. When you delete somebody's channel that they've put time and effort into creating, well, there are some actions that could be taken there. The problem is, if they only suspend you indefinitely, you can claim, well, we didn't delete them, we just suspended them for further investigation. Now, they can't always claim that, understand? Because nowhere does it say publicly that this is forever, that it's temporary, because this is exactly what it would look like if they were under a temporary suspension. They're feckless. They're cowards. They will delete this channel with no justification and no email, never even let me know what happened or why or what rule I broke. And I'll show you right now how crazy it is, because I actually tried to start another account under TLab censored with a new email, a separate email with a VPN with a different IP address, and they deleted it instantly. How does that make any sense? First of all, if they were going to say, let's say I was banned forever and I'm not allowed to make other accounts, well, they should tell me that and send me an email so I would understand it and know what's happening, but they didn't do that. So I figured, yeah, let's start another account so I can keep talking about it. Didn't happen. Immediately deleted it. Whitney also shared it out. I appreciate that. Getting, you know, a lot of people seem to care. Here is what my account looks like now, which is pretty odd. I wanted to point this out. So here's the TLab account right now. You guys looking at it, it just says suspended. This is supposed to be my timeline. What's interesting is it paused at the last time before it was censored. It says, this is the last post, December 29th. You can see these are all old. So it's odd, right? Because I'm suspended, I'm not deleted. So technically it's still there, but they won't allow me to see past that point because obviously they don't want me to continue to look at all the real world time, the real timed news coming out, whether real or fake, because there's a lot of fake stuff on Twitter, but it's probably, in my opinion, the best real time point to get information. They don't want me to continue to look at it. Why? Because I'm changing people's minds. Because I'm putting commentary out there in the moment. Exactly when stuff comes out, putting commentary out about why you should think this is wrong, why you should think it's this way, why you should ask questions, and not breaking any rules whatsoever. But they don't want that to happen because they don't want you thinking for yourself. But interestingly enough, you'll find that my page, as far as I can see, is the same. Except it says zero followers, zero following. But I wanted to show you here, this was the last thing I did. I think this was probably the straw that broke the camel's back. U.S. confirms first case of new COVID strain discovered in the U.K. Remember that strain we already told you about? The strain that Neil Ferguson was the one that screamed about, despite the fact that the nerve tag, what's the right word I'm looking for? The panel, I guess, or the group of numerous people The majority of them voted, no, we shouldn't do anything about this because it's not conclusive. There's not enough evidence. And in fact, it seems to appear that it's not any more dangerous. And that's exactly what the WHO said. So the most of all, almost all of them, I believe it was at least 3/4 of them said, no, we shouldn't do anything. We shouldn't lock down all of the UK for Christmas and ruin everyone's Christmas based on things that we don't have enough evidence for. That's literally what was said. And then because Neil Ferguson, remember the person with Imperial College that was wrong in the beginning and wrong flagrantly 5-6 times before that about very important things, spoke to Boris, went on BBC and said, we're all going to die, paraphrasing, and they did it anyway. That's the strain we're talking about, the strain that does not have enough evidence to suggest that it's more transmissible or more dangerous or any of that. I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not even saying that it's actually there. What I'm saying is what they're telling us is there's not enough evidence. That's their narrative. So the illusion begins again because now it's here. Uh-oh. And now, it's all going to cuss, all going to start again. And it all continues around again. And we're going to just, this is the new normal. This is never going to stop. That's what you need to understand. For all those thinking, I'm just going to get the vaccine, which by the way, doesn't stop transmission. So it won't take you back to any semblance of normal anyway. It's going to somehow bring you back to normal is ridiculous because they're telling you that it won't. So as I keep saying throughout this whole process, if you thought this was never going to end, if you knew this would continue forever, would you still be complying? Would you still be wearing a mask? Would you still be social distancing? Would you still be doing any of these things? Probably not, because most of you believe that's a means to an end, not the rest of your life. I believe this refreshed on me. There was one other point that I was going to share, I believe. Oh, it might have been up here, actually. I think there was another point about the censorship. Yeah, I just wanted to point this out. I love this image too. Talk, but don't actually say anything. I want to point out that I've seen numerous prominent accounts share the video of the Nashville nurse saying that the vaccine gave her Bell's palsy. Right? That's what that video was about. Not me saying, here, this happened 100%. It was saying, here's what this person is claiming, and this is relevant, and here's other examples of how it already happened. You know, fake news, apparently, by giving you objective information and allowing you to think for yourself. Crazy, right? But of course, there's all these prominent accounts that are just sharing the video without any context, and there's hundreds of thousands of views for them. Yet I report on it objectively, only share a link to my video, and Twitter suspends me for that. Isn't that ridiculous? And I want to make sure you understand, I'm not suggesting that they censor those people. Obviously not. That's why I didn't tag them or include their names. The point is that Twitter seems most afraid of unbiased, objective reporting. Much harder to deem it fake news conspiracy theory when I'm pointing out that it's not verified and giving context. But this is Twitter for you, right? At the end of the day, Twitter is important in regard to reaching all these people that are still lost, just like YouTube is. But we should be branching out and finding new places to go. But what matters most to me is making sure that you guys and everybody out there is aware of what's really happening. Tag Jack, tag Twitter, tell them that this is unacceptable. Tell them that you see who they really are, that you know that this has nothing to do with what they're claiming. And you know what? We don't even know what they're claiming because they never said anything. They just delete channels without any accountability. How in the world is anybody okay with that? I'll tell you, because the people who are, quote, okay with it, don't care that it's happening to people like us, but they would care if it happened to someone that they enjoyed, that they liked, that they appreciated, that they supported. That's hypocrisy, because it will eventually swing back around. Now, here is what this, and I'll just show you really quickly. So here I'm on my page, right? So if I just said, hey, let's just try to tweet something. Testing. It says, down, something went wrong, but down here you can see it says your account suspended, not permitted to send tweets. Okay. And, but you, what's funny, and I'm just noticing right now, it no longer gives me a learn more thing at all. It used to say learn more and click here to learn more. And that's where it takes you. Now it doesn't even give me a link. No email, no way to find anything out. And this was the arbitrary page they gave me in the beginning. And it just simply goes over general concepts of how suspend accounts are suspended. Nothing to do with me. How ridiculous is that? Now here are the Twitter rules. And very quickly, I just want us to understand, anybody can read through these and see plainly that nothing I'm doing is violent, not even remotely violating any of these rules. Safety, violence, not threatening anybody, not threatening an individual group or any sort of thing like that. Terrorism, violence, extremism, nope, not even close. Sexual child exploitation, nope. Abuse, harassment, nope, not harassing anybody, not even pointing to people in general. Hateful content, you may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people with biases of race, ethnicity, nope, not even close. Suicide or self-harm, Obviously not. Sensitive media, including graphic, violent, or adult content. Obviously not. Illegal or certain regulated goods or services. Obviously not. Privacy. Okay, so we just went past safety pretty quickly. Privacy. You may not publish or post other people's private information. No, didn't do that. Nothing I post on this channel, anything I post on this channel is with explicit permission or that is part of the public sphere. Didn't do that. Non-consensual nudity. Clearly not. Okay, authenticity. Well, we know they tried to play this game on YouTube where they, for months, pretended I was impersonating myself and then just kind of quietly on Twitter segued in, well, no, it was about COVID. But no one said that anywhere. No official emails. Nothing. These people are crazy unaccountable. Authenticity. Platform manipulation and spam. You may not use Twitter services in a manner intended to artificially amplify or suppress information. No. Not even close. In fact, the only thing I do on Twitter is share my content and then give commentary about pretty much mainstream material, what they'll post on these and then comment on what they're saying. No way is that in any way platform manipulation. It may be changing people's minds about the lies they're selling and that, but that's they don't like that I'm countering their manipulation. Civic integrity. You may not use Twitter services for the purpose of manipulating or interfering in elections. Not even close. Not even close. Impersonation. See, I bet this is probably where they're ending up because that's the only thing they can pretend. You may not impersonate individuals, groups, or organizations in a manner that is intended or does mislead, confuse, or deceive others. I mean, nowhere. Not even close. Nowhere. Ever. Right? I mean, I didn't even have a second account until they censored me. Right? There's nothing. Synthetic and manipulated media. You may not deceptively share synthetic or manipulated media. Nope. I mean, look, if they took issue with something that they claim is somehow manipulated, and no, nothing I'm sending you is ever altered in any way on my side unless it's a clip that I'm clipping down, and I always tell you that I've clipped it so it's shorter for the show. That's it. That's the breadth of all of the, whatever you want to call that, editing or whatever. It's just ridiculous. Oh, I think I had that highlighted from before. So yeah, the deceptively share synthetic or manipulated media. But I would be, if that's what they thought, I'd love to have an email, let me know. But I know that's not it, because that's not happening. Anything that they would claim between anything we've already talked about would be a lie. And that's why, I continue to tell you, that's why they don't do anything. They don't send you an email, me, because they know they don't have anything. You may not violate others' intellectual property rights. Of course, we know this, and that's why every single video I have, as you can look right now, has all the way at the bottom of the show notes, a huge copyright notice that says this is fair use because we're reporting on things which is obviously allowable. And even then, I'm only showing clips of it. I mean, and that, guys, that's it. Do you realize that's it? Like, can anybody, I mean, I want people to take issue with this. Just so you're all aware, I'm toying with the idea in my head right now about, just making sure I'm not missing a link here. Because I'm still waiting to hear back just for the other show. But I'm toying with taking legal action here. I don't know how much I care to go through all this for something like Twitter, but you have to understand how many people get removed. Just completely censored. People that have small accounts that don't have the ability to have people help them just because they don't like what they're saying. This needs to go further because you have to be people need to understand, like, they have these for a reason. They're legally accountable to these. And if they violate their own rules, that's sort of a big deal. But they do it all the time. But I may just have people who are willing to take this up. Twitter should know that. Even if it doesn't affect what I'm doing, hopefully it scares them enough to not do it to the next person. But maybe not. But we'll see. I'll keep you in the loop if I do end up doing something. If anybody out there has similar issues, reach out to me. Maybe we push this even further. But this is a violation of their own rules, which is not only feckless and, you know, cowardly. It's, I mean, criminal's not right, illegal's not right, but definitely within their own construct, it is with breaking their own rules. And to be honest, when you get to a point today where you're talking about businesses being built around these things, not mine necessarily, but they are, you could ultimately argue that this is a bigger deal than just deleting a channel. I also wanted to point out, oddly, this was from today. This is my censored account. The only notification that popped up under notifications just so happens to say, oh, there was a login to your account from today. Isn't that interesting? except I've already been logged in. So I wonder what that means. You mean you think Twitter is toying around and doing? Yeah, that's probably why they don't delete it. The same reason that YouTube doesn't delete it. As I keep pointing out, there's a space issue here. When they don't remove the content that they're claiming that they don't agree with, they have to pay, you know, to a minor degree, have to pay to hold space for that, especially with video content. But they don't remove it. So they're willing to pay to keep the content that they say is not allowable? That's very suspicious. In any case, somebody's logging into my account. Here was the secondary account I made. As I said here, hello everyone, this is indeed T-Lab, but I have no doubt Twitter will attack me again if they didn't even need a justification the last time. Please let others know, I'll be picking up where I left off. Censored immediately. Insta-banned right off the bat. And by the way, there's no way that they could know that this was in fact me. Anybody could have made this account with all this right off the internet. Different IP address, different email, different phone number. They don't care. T-Lab is banned. Not the content, me. That's the point. Oh, and before I leave, by the way, I don't know who this guy is. Seems pretty cool, but he seems to be picking up right where I left off. So maybe follow him to keep some updates. I don't know, you know, seems like a pretty cool guy. But let's jump in, and it'll be in the show notes for you to check out. To some other things, let me quickly make sure that I'm keeping an eye for Steve here. Let me make sure I have that up. Hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Oh, shoot. I did miss him. Okay. Sorry, guys. We're going to have to cut this short. But one thing I wanted to show you, since this was what I talked about in the beginning, and then I'll jump over to Steve, was this concept here. Anthony Warner died in Nashville, RV bombing, police said. Here's his picture. All of a sudden, we've got his picture. Now, I just jumped to this one really quickly, and this is a great point, guys, as he points out. Guys, then this was on the 27th before they knew what he looked like. They matched his DNA. They have no idea what he looks like, but much less a photo, but it's him, definitely him. You know, context. It seems to matter, doesn't it? But they're pushing this idea that 5G equipment might be the target of copycats, even though they haven't even shown anything that justifies why they think that was the point to begin with. They refuse to name the motive, and of course they've already shown that they even asked the people he knew, and they said, no, he never said anything about 5G. What we know so far. In this vein, media cited law enforcement sources saying on Sunday that Warner may have been a 5G conspiracy theorist and a believer in aliens. What sources? Everyone they talked to that we've seen said, no, he didn't say anything like that. Of course, they're looking at his digital footprint, so he looked at things online. Uh-oh, do you see where this is beginning to get concerning for people out there that may just want to look at other things or maybe researching things that they deem fake news, even though routinely these things become verified, such as past events that we've talked about, like false flags or things like geoengineering or NSA spying on us, you know, fake news. You guys are conspiracy theorists. Put your tin hat on and then they become real. The point is not to say that all of these are real. The point is to say that you should have the right as a free human being to think and look and talk about what you want. But now, because they're demonizing certain ideas, we are going down that 1984 rabbit hole on warp speed. No pun intended. We are waiting for the digital footprint. Of course, now this is the idea. So now they're telling us that's what he is. That's what's happening today. They're saying that's the case. Conspiracy theories quickly took root amid uncertainty after Nashville. Now, this is your fault, too. After all this happened, everybody's sharing things about how he was attacking 5G. Wait a minute. They were saying that. But see, now they're trying to spin this and pretend that we're saying he was going after 5G. Isn't that funny? That's what's happening here. But that was the FBI narrative that they were seeding. Quote, stick to the evidence. You have to be very honest about what you know and what you don't know. Yeah, that's what they're saying about what we should be doing. He's talking to conspiracy theorists when he said that. So that describes pretty much exactly what my show is. But I would be deemed a conspiracy theorist. Federal agents are investigating the possibility the attack might have been connected to a conspiracy claim. The new 5G cellular network is related to the spread of COVID-19 is the claim. This claim is false. Which, by the way, it's false because they say it's false. Let's just be clear. They've never proven that there's no connection there. They dismissed it and ignored it the moment that was out. And there were some interesting ties there. I'm not saying I believe that's the case. I haven't seen enough evidence to truly connect it. But there was something there that they just laughed at and disparaged. That's not proving it's false. That's saying it's false. But putting that aside, scientists and medical professionals say COVID-19 is spread by infectious particles expelled when people breathe. So, because, you know, scientists and medical professionals have never been wrong before, you know, of course. I'm not saying I disagree with that. The point is that that's their claim is they say it, so it's real. That's dumb. I love this. Conspiracy theories. They're trying to coin a new term, which will probably happen because that's probably meant to be there. That'll be a new thing. Get ready for conspiracy theories being all throughout the media. I almost know that's going to happen. Investigators have not confirmed any information about a motive, but they're all screaming about 5G. Isn't that funny? Every media platform is saying he's a conspiracy theorist, but don't forget they haven't decided on a motive yet, but the media is already telling you what the motive is. Interesting. It is suspected that 5G conspiracy theories may have played a role. May have, but we're already being told that, right? He's advised starting conversations with conspiracy theorists from an empathetic place. You know, just trick them into letting them know you're smarter than them. But here's the point before I jump away. August 21st, 2019, the girlfriend who told Nashville police that Warner, quote, was building bombs in the RV trailer at his residence, which is interesting. We don't know whether that's true. We don't know whether she's another FBI informant. We don't know any of those things. And if you're scoffing at those, history shows you that you're dumb for scoffing at that. But let's pretend we're all crazy. The police department was the one telling us this. Now, Nashville police then forwarded that information to the FBI in 2019. So now they've got documents and information about this person in their hands. Now, it doesn't matter whether they looked at it and said, well, that's ridiculous. Or they said, this is the best thing ever. Or they said, hey, that's a perfect patsy. It doesn't matter what they said. There would be a record. But guess what? The next day, Nashville police sent the report identifying information about Warner to the FBI to check their databases. This is today. But they said, the FBI reported back. They said, well, we found no records of Warner at all. At all. Oh, that's weird. Even though you got sent documents and that should be on record, but you have no record at all. That's suspicious. I'm not saying it means anything. You can think for yourself, but that is suspicious. Then on August 28th, 2019, the Department of Defense reported back that, quote, checks on Warner were all negative. So nobody seems to know, but basically this guy was a potential bomber that was being reported on. But let's pretend like that is not something they would hold on to. They declined to allow police to interview Warner or to go to Warner's property, the FBI told the Tennessean. So it's interesting. Now they jump in and take control and nobody else can see it. And then we're totally supposed to respect that and allow the FBI, who constantly creates false terror plots to stop them, we're supposed to trust them. Interesting. But I'm assuming, let's see. Let me just make sure he is ready. I thought he was saying he was getting off work at 6. Seems a little early. Let me let him respond, then I'll keep moving forward. I wanted to talk about this really quickly. This is from The Blaze. It says, CDC issues new guidance on COVID vaccine after numerous allergic reactions. You know, that thing you're not supposed to talk about because it's fake news. Wait, no, it's totally, totally vindicated, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. That's their line, right? Everywhere people are concerned and everybody's pointing these things out, and we have French infectious disease experts going, I can't believe how many reactions there are, but it's not to be worried about. Go ahead and vaccinate. Even if you're pregnant, don't worry about it. Don't worry about all the documentation that says we didn't even research whether this would hurt your baby, but don't care about that. Be virtue signaling and say, I'm doing this for my baby, despite not knowing whether it has crazy side effects for your child because they didn't even try to find that out. People that are doing that should be arrested for child abuse. But Dr. Peter Marks, director of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, said at the press conference that experts were not sure what had caused the allergic reactions, but identified polyethylene glycol, right? PEG, as the potential culprit. Oh, sure, the potential culprit, despite the fact that numerous people have been screaming about that for a long time. We have all the doctors we've showed you that have already sent them their documentation, and they refuse to respond to it. But yeah, it's the potential culprit. The ingredient is present in both Pfizer and Moderna. What do you know? What do you know? Here it is again on Reuters, just in case you don't believe The Blaze. That could be the culprit. And yes, it's on both of them. But the last thing I believe, yep, okay, he says he's ready. Let me read this for you, and then we'll jump over to his show. Let me get the link from, actually, the Slow News Day. If you guys in the chat for me, one of my mods, if you could grab his channel real quick before I leave and post it in the chat, so everybody could hop over with me, I'd really appreciate that. Let me read this last part. And this is specifically about PEG, or polyethylene glycol. Now it says, now I forget who sent this to me. I really appreciate it. Here are some links that he sent me, just on a comment on Facebook, which shows you, by the way, that they've already altered what this says. Just so we're clear on that. But it says PEG is considered biologically inert and safe by the FDA. Okay, make sure that sticks in your mind after we finish reading this, that the FDA is totally safe, they say. However, a growing body of evidence shows the existence of a detectable level of anti-PEG antibodies, yeah, you've heard this before, in approximately 72% of the population. We've said 70. But the point is 70% of people could potentially be dramatically harmed by this. Never treated with PEG-elated drugs. Based on plasma samples from 1990 to 1998, due to its ubiquity in a multitude of products and the large percentage of the population with antibodies to PEG, hypersensitive reactions to PEG are an increasing concern. Oh, you don't say. But we don't even know. We're baffled about what's causing all of this every time. It's offensive to your intelligence. Allergy to PEG is usually discovered after a person has been diagnosed with an allergy to an increasing number of seemingly unrelated products, including processed foods, cosmetics, drugs, and other substances that contain PEG or manufacture PEG. So everything in your life, your food, what you put on your face. I mean, and that's incredible. Drugs that you put in your body. So remember, it's just, they don't care about you. It can't be any more clear. When PEG is chemically attached to therapeutic molecules, such as drugs or nanoparticles, which is what we're dealing with in these vaccines, it can sometimes be antigenic. Which, by the way, just so we're clear on that, oops, don't open that for me. There we go. Oh, that's weird. It won't do it. Oh, that's why it's a link. I was trying to look up antigenic. Here, real quick. I know what it means. I just want to give you the exact definition because it's important. A variation or antigenic alteration refers to the mechanism by which an infectious agent such as a protozoan, bacterium, or virus alters the proteins or carbohydrates on its surface and thus avoids a host immune response. Very relevant. Now, where were we right here? It says a molecule which simulates an immune response, simulating an anti-PEG antibody response in some patients. This effect has only been shown for a few and of the many available PEG therapeutics, but has significant effects on clinical outcomes of affected patients. And yet they know this is the case. This has been the case, and this is in both of the main drugs that are being, vaccines, if you want to call it that, that are being given to Americans, being pressured to Americans. I'll include these other two so you can see that they've already removed parts of it. I'm going to make sure we talk about the vanishing flu. Maybe, you know what, maybe we can talk about that with Steve on his show. I'll make sure we follow up on this just so we can be aware that we have ridiculous doctors saying that, hey, look, the flu's at zero in London. And then following that up by saying, more proof that our COVID measures are working. Really, guy? Really? Really? As we're staring at the flu from 20 to 21, from November all the way to December, as just solid green. But if we go back to last year, same month, this is where we were last year. Yeah, with the flu, it's gone because COVID. Because that makes sense. Pathetic. It's just sad. There's so many people out there that are screaming about how smart they are while they literally are copying and saying what people tell them to say. It's pathetic. And by the way, the last thing, that last part of the show, which I'll share later, was because of a great video from Amazing Polly put this video out on BitChute, but it showed Ontario politicians who literally are sitting when they don't think their mic is on, when they're talking about what they're looking at, and she goes, I don't know, these are health experts, supposedly, that just say, she goes, I just say what they tell me to say. I just say what they write down. That's what she got caught saying. I'll follow up and talk about it later, but it's, guys, the illusion is unbelievable. It really is. I'm going to make sure and dig into the flu part again once, probably my next show. So it's in the chat. Thank you, Erie. There's your link. Jump over. Join us for Slow News Day. We'll probably be starting in minutes. I love you all. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.